Nevada gaming revenue declined slightly in March. In March 2024, Nevada witnessed a dip in its gaming industry, marking the conclusion of 8 consecutive months of revenue growth. Despite this downturn, the total gaming revenue for the month amounted to $1.29 billion, which remains a substantial figure. The state recorded a 5% year-over-year decrease, with notable challenges observed in downtown Las Vegas and the sports betting sector. Downtown Las Vegas, traditionally bustling with gambling activities, experienced a nearly 2% decline in gaming revenue, accompanied by a 5% decrease in hotel occupancy rates. This decline has been attributed to various factors, including disruptions in traffic during major events, which deterred visitors from frequenting the casinos in the area. Similarly, the Las Vegas Strip reported a 1.2% decrease compared to its revenue from the previous year, amounting to $715.8 million for March. However, despite this decline, the Strip has shown a 2.5% improvement since the beginning of 2024. Nevada sportsbooks reported a total win of $29.8 million, reflecting a significant decrease of 32.1% or $14.1 million compared to March 2023. This decline was accompanied by a lower hold percentage of 3.8%, down from 5.3% recorded last year. Overall, sportsbook wagers amounted to $784.4 million, marking a decrease of 5.5% or $45.4 million compared to the previous March, when statewide wagers totaled $829.8 million. Of the total wagers, mobile bets accounted for $507 million, representing 64.6% of the overall wagers. However, mobile wagering experienced a decline of 4.6% or $24.7 million compared to the same period last year. Despite the decrease in overall sportsbook performance, mobile betting remained a significant contributor to the total wagered amount. Despite the decline in revenue compared to the pre-COVID-19 period, Nevada remains resilient. The state's total gaming win last month was 26.2% higher, amounting to $267.7 million, than it was in March 2019 when the pandemic began to prompt a global shutdown of casinos. Nevada's resilience shines through. Amidst these challenges, there were pockets of resilience within Nevada's gaming industry. The local casino market in Clark County witnessed a slight uptick in gaming revenue, indicating that the decline was not uniform across all sectors. High-end local casinos operated by Red Rock Resorts and Boyd Gaming saw benefits from recent events, suggesting that targeted strategies could help mitigate broader market challenges. The decline in gaming revenue carries broader implications for Nevada's economy. Gaming taxes serve as a crucial revenue source for the state, and any significant downturn affects public services funded by these taxes. Additionally, the gaming industry is a major employer in the state, and sustained declines could lead to job losses and reduced wages for thousands of residents. Looking ahead, there are hopeful signs for Nevada's gaming industry. The overall resilience of the local casino market and the positive outcomes observed in high-end local casinos indicate opportunities for recovery and growth. By adapting to the changing preferences and habits of patrons, casinos may be able to navigate through the current challenges successfully.